This is GamerCast, episode 295, Jet Set Podcast. This is the show recorded on the 28th of May, 2012. Hello, I'm your host Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello!
For people trying to find a YouTube version of this, tough, there isn't one.
Sorry.
We might upload just the audio, maybe. And maybe just put a picture of Catherine. But
that'd be a bit... I bet you'd pick a really bad picture as well, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, you got
like
to be...
Like me pulling a funny face.
You got to be pulling a funny face. What's the point?
And everyone would be like, what the hell?
Maybe just animate it so the mouth moves up and down. And then occasionally it just like cuts back to me to pull a stupid face back. But yeah, we're not doing it because, yeah, we can't be bothered this week because there's stuff going down.
Yeah, we've got lots of reasons behind it. But we'll have... We'll do video feeds for E3, won't
we? Yeah. So obviously the actual next episode will be an episode recorded at E3.
Well.
Or in the hotel outside of E3.
Around the area. So the next one will be on the 4th, won't it?
Whatever. The 5th? Whatever the Monday is.
4th/5th. Because it'll be after Microsoft, EA, Ubisoft, and Sony's conference. So my evening/morning and your whatever is.
Whatever time I have to
get up
to do it.
I don't know what time it will be. Well, we'll see what times it will be.
Now for the news.
So, a fair bit of news this week, considering considering E3 is just around the corner. You'd think there might be a little less news and all the announcements will happen the day or two before E3. But we've got a few. Most of them, a couple of them are only UK-based stuff anyways. So, first off, we have Persona 4 Arena coming out in Europe.
This is such a rip-off of Quake 3 Arenas. They just changed the first word and changed the middle number to a number higher.
So originally there was no date or confirmation of release or anything for Persona 4 Arena. Potentially because it is, you know, one of those fighting games that don't get that much, stuff. My words are all over the place today.
Concentrate.
Well, it's the kind of niche BlazBlue game. Style game because it's made by Blaze.
They want to call it Blaze. You put an E in.
So it's the fighting system and everything's been developed by Arc System Works, the guys did that, and Guilty Gear. Then they got Atlus with the Persona brand, the character stylings of Shigenori Sojima. Shigenori. I think that's right. So the guy who does Persona 3 and 4's character design. And stuff. So it's a 2D fighting game in Guilty Gear BlazBlue style with the awesome characters from Persona 3 as well as 4. So it's been published by Zen United, as with all of BlazBlue releases in the past and everything like that. And it will be out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 later on this year. They haven't said an exact date. They did actually apparently have a first look at it at MCM over the weekend. But of course that's passed now. Just to show it off to people to get them excited. Because, I mean, there's Persona fans out there, so people will be buying it. But it is a little niche.
It is very niche.
Because it's a fighting game based off another game IP, which has a cult following, but not a massive following. Mainly because they're cult when people realise, oh, damn, I want to buy that game. Oh, no, I can't find it anywhere. Oh, now it's rare. Kind of thing. Then, awesome news, Jet Set Radio is coming out on the PlayStation Vita. I think that's awesome. I think it could work.
What about Jet Set Radio Future?
Well, nothing of Jet Set Radio Future. Microsoft might still own the licence. Because the thing is, of course, Sega released Jet Set Radio on Dreamcast. They own the licence for it, fine. But Jet Set Radio Future, maybe Microsoft own a part of it. Who knows? They could just release it on Xbox Live Arcade. I'd be happy with that.
Sorry.
So they were happy with how everyone's, like, ecstatic over the release of Jet Set Radio coming. And so, as an extra kind of thing, they've said, yeah, we're releasing for Vita. It's going to have touchscreen functionality with the graffiti, and it will also allow camera functionality. They haven't said exactly what camera functionality is, but they've said they're going to have it playable at E3, so I'm definitely going to have a go at that, because I love Jet Set Radio, and I can't wait for that. Of course, the PSN XBLA game comes out fairly soon. I think it's July. I haven't got a date here, though. But they haven't said when the Vita one's coming out, but I imagine it'll be later. But then they also haven't mentioned whether it's a retail release or a digital download. Then another announcement from Sega called The Cave. So this is a collaboration with Sega as the publisher and Double Fine Productions to make a game with Ron Gilbert, which is a nice little adventure game. It's got the kind of visual stylings, you could say, of Psychonauts, but ever so slightly darker. Not a huge amount has been said on it yet, however, it is going to be at E3, and we look forward to giving it a play. There's not really much to say about it, because not much has been said, but from a few previews that are up on the net and looking at it, it could hopefully be kind of Lost Vikings style game. So anyone who hasn't played Lost Vikings 2 in particular, because that's the better one if you ask me, you could also compare it to Trine, and having characters with different abilities that you then have to switch between in order to confront puzzles and solve them and stuff. Then some Russian news. It's not really Russian news, though. So Metro Last Light has had a short film released for it.
Igor Ivanov, stating of the recent foreign press thingamajig at the thingamajig, said, "What's up, boo?"
So yeah, they released a... Well, they firstly have announced that Metro Last Light isn't coming out until next year. I mentioned that earlier this year. Really? I don't remember hearing that. So yeah, Metro, of course, got delayed. I saw it at E3, it looked really good. I was looking forward to it again at E3, but who knows what THQ are doing. So, to kind of pad out the time between Metro Last Light coming out, they've released a short film, which is really quite a nice little short film. It sets the scene for the game, and it's totally in Russian. So, there's no subtitles, you don't know what they're saying, but it's a pretty cool video. I was slightly annoyed with the end of it. But otherwise, it's a nice, enjoyable watch. It was only a couple of minutes long as well. So pop on Gammacast, and we've got a link to it on there, and you can give it a watch, because it's on the YouTubes. Another game has been announced called Kickbeat. This has been made by Zen Studios. So they made Pinball FX, and they've also made a game called Planet Mini Golf. But they've actually made something... Well, they've made something that's slightly more interesting to me, mainly because it's got a sense of rhythm action in it. So Kickbeat is a PlayStation Vita game which uses rhythm and music to create a game. So you're fighting combat and music. So you're like this little kung fu guy in the middle, and it's all based on the rhythm of the music of when the enemies come in, and you've got to kick them and get them out of the way. Either way, it looks kind of nice, and there's a trailer that you can watch just showing it off. But you can also put your own music in it. So it's cool because, like, Beer Bribbon and everything else back then that used to allow you to put your own CDs in and listen to your music in the game and play the game to the music. However, of course, this, similar to Beer Bribbon, means it will create a level based around your music. So that's always kind of cool. It's supposed to be at E3 this year as well, but they are in a meeting room, I believe. So we'll have to see if we can get in there. So I've got a host of collection news in the next two pieces, if you're interested in that. So the Street Fighter 25th Collector's Anniversary Set thingamajig has been announced. This is a massive box that has 15 discs in it, which include a couple of games, a load of soundtracks, an art book, a Ryu figure, and a Ryu... Is it a belt? I think it's a belt. Yeah, a belt. Of course, good for Street Fighter fans. No announcement for in the UK. It's currently only available in the US. Last time I looked, it wasn't available for pre-order anywhere, but it's supposed to be about $150, and it's coming out the 18th of September. Then another piece of collector's edition news, Far Cry 3 collector's edition has been announced, which is really, really creepy. So the Far Cry 2 collector's edition was quite nice, of course. It came in a nice wooden box with a t-shirt. This one also comes in a fairly different box. It's kind of like a... It looks to me more like a wallet, but they call it survival kit packaging. So it's kind of like a tool belt almost, but kind of wrapped up. And inside that, you get a survival guide. you get two different pieces of DLC. One of the pieces of DLC is apparently a 1-hour single player mission, so that's quite a bit of DLC. I imagine they'll probably just sell it normally. And then you also get a very, very creepy bobblehead of Vass, the creepy guy who we've seen in all the trailers, and him as a bobblehead.
Pass.
But on a kind of Hawaiian-style girl with his bobblehead-ness on top. So that's quite weird. It's coming out on Xbox 360, PS3, and PC, and it's currently only available in the UK. You can pre-order it off the UB Shop website for £60 on consoles and £50 on Windows. Also, another brief shout-out. Game are doing the Ultimate Loot Collector's Editions for Borderlands 2. If you want to get one of those in before they sell out, the £100 pre-order. You can, of course, get the one down, the Deluxe Vault one. You can also get that off Shop 2 and Zavvi and many other places. But currently, the Ultimate Loot one is available from Game. Is it Game Group? It's not Game Group anymore, is it?
Game... I don't even know any. Game Retail Limited.
Game Retail Limited. Now, we've got a release date for XCOM Enemy Unknown. This is, of course, the Firaxis XCOM game, not the first-person shooter 2K Marin XCOM, which is, of course, just XCOM. So Firaxis, of course, are Civilization guys. Yes?
I didn't make the Civilization game.
So this is a turn-based strategy, but of course a bit different to what you'd get with Civilization. But it's in the kind of original XCOM vein of turn-based strategy in that style. They've announced a release date, which is the 9th of October in America and October 12th in other countries. It'll be available on Windows, PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. I always thought of this as a DLC game. Not a DLC game. Well, a downloadable game only. But it sounds like it's going to be retail, at least definitely for PC, because they announced a special edition of it, which comes with an art book, a fold-out poster of the XCOM headquarters, an XCOM insignia patch, and some digital goodies such as the soundtrack, for $60 in America. They haven't announced anything like that, whether it's coming out in America, the UK yet. But it's nice that they're accommodating for the PC gamers, because, of course, XCOM is originally a PC game. Not a console game. We mentioned something quite a few shows ago about Demon's Souls and how they were shutting the servers down in America. Well, because lots of people kind of retaliated against this and were like, no, don't shut our servers, they've decided to keep the servers open until they say otherwise. Which is quite nice for fans out there who are still playing Demon's Souls as opposed to playing Dark Souls. But they've said they will keep the servers open as long as the user activity and interest remains persistent. So it's quite nice of them. An announcement for a bit of an odd game. So they're releasing Harry Potter for Kinect. So of course there's already been Harry Potter on Kinect with Deathly Hallows Part 1, which has a small Kinect feature inside of it. This game is Harry Potter just for Kinect, that's it. This is being made by Eurocom. There's a trailer up, you can give it a watch. It doesn't look great. You can put yourself in the game looks really quite scary.
So like all the other things where you scan your face.
Yeah, your face looks almost flat.
It looks like this disgusting thing from 1992 horrible. That just doesn't look like anything that should be good.
They're taking moments from all the films, because of course now I guess Warner Brothers have the license again now that EA have finished making them. So they've popped like memorable moments from all the Harry Potter films in this Kinect game, and it looked like it was just a host of different ways of being able to play it, really. So they showed Quidditch in the video and shooting ogres? Giants? One of the two. So yeah, it's been announced and will be coming out at some point, courtesy of Warner Brothers and Eurocom. Then Mass Effect 3 has some DLC coming out for free tomorrow on Xbox Live. And on PSN in Europe on the 30th of May, or 29th if you're in North America. It's called the Rebellion Pack, and it has two new maps, of course, for the multiplayer. Land on Firebase Jade, which is located in a Solarian STG base on Sirkesh, and you fight to control the Firebase goddess on the Asari homeworld of Thesia. And then there's 6 new unlockable characters. Have I got all the names? Well, it includes the Vorsha soldier. I'm saying that wrong, I have Vorka. Male Quarian engineer and infiltrator as well. There's new mission in the mission objectives that randomly occur during waves 3, 6, and 10. There's new gear slot available on the equipment screen. And some new weapons, including a Rigar carbine, Cerberus Harrier. And yeah, this is all going to be totally free. So anyone who's playing the multiplayer out there, EA obviously want you to keep playing it, so they thought they'd give you some DLC for free. So if you've got it on Xbox 360 or PS3, check out the PSN/XBLA tomorrow/Wednesday, and you'll be able to download it for free. Dead or Alive has been given a Game of the Year edition that's coming out shortly now as well.
Dead Island.
Oh shit, what did I say?
Dead or Alive.
Whoops.
See, I am paying attention.
You are paying attention. Good thing. I'm just really hot and dying of this heat. Yeah. Dead Island has Game of the Year edition coming out. I can't believe I just said that. So Dead Island, of course, is the Polish zombie game that came out earlier.
That has you fight various zombie hordes.
It has to have been last year.
Spartily clad, fighting people.
Yeah, lots of zombies wearing not much as well. And then lots of big... Well, there's not that many big zombies in it. There's a few.
It's not Left 4 Dead.
No. So this is a kind of open island zombie game. It's total free roam almost, except for where it's blocked off. It's like GTA. You unlock certain areas after a while.
Ooh, let's play GTA. That sounds like a fun game. Let's do that.
But Dead Island is actually quite a good game. I mean, it's got its flaws. My thing I'm thinking about right now isn't really a flaw. But it's a bit odd. Like, there's a full-grown woman telling her how she needs her teddy bear and stuff like that. So a few translation issues, maybe. And a few things with it. A little bit unpolished. But otherwise, it's a really good game. It's quite enjoyable. Especially when you get used to playing it a bit.
Almost as enjoyable as Aliens Colonial Marine.
Wait. I was just going to say, the Game of the Year has the Rider White DLC, Bloodbath Arena, and that's all that it has in it. It comes out June 26th on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Windows. As Paul was saying about Colonial Marines.
Delayed.
Yeah, so Aliens Colonial Marines is coming out February 12th now.
What was the date before?
I believe it was October time they had before.
Oh, aye.
So, I was just going to say, so of course, Aliens Colonial Marines has been in development for quite some time now. It got really announced years and years ago, I think it wasn't Obsidian, was it? It was by a different company originally, and Gearbox kind of took it on and then worked on it and have been on it for quite some time, I believe. According to Wikipedia's. But yeah, I mean, Gearbox can pull some stuff out of the water. Of course, it was a little bit iffy with Duke Nukem's.
Yeah, then to be fair, Gearbox only got that out the door.
Yeah.
They weren't developing it.
Yeah, they didn't really do much. They were just like, oh my,
why is this shite? Let's just chuck it out.
Can I see when they announced it? I know that, I think it was Obsidian were the guys who originally announced it. I know, Check 6 Games, and was going to be published by Fox and EA in 2001 for the PlayStation 2. And then Sega announced in 2006 that was just then they acquired the Alien franchise. Oh, there you go. On December 15th in 2006, Gearbox and Sega announced they were working on a new game in the Alien franchise. Then 2008 in February, they announced Colonial Marines, and it was on the cover of Game Informer. So it's been some time that it's been in development for.
Oh, yeah.
They had...
Well, to be fair, it sounds like they've restarted it.
Yeah, they probably did. Considering how long the game's been in development for.
Just imagine releasing a 2006 style first person shooter now.
Oh, yeah.
After, like, everyone's found COD.
Well, it's the same as Duke, isn't it? Duke was a very old first person shooter.
Yeah, but then it was probably trying to be an old school first person shooter. Like Rage.
And then you've got to push past it.
They're supposed
to be
like
looked
that.
Nice.
True, Rage did look nice, but then what happens when you have John Carmack personally work and make a game single handedly? No offense, Timberlitz, but you're not John Carmack.
But yeah, so Colonial Marines has been played by quite a few people now. The multiplayer has been a lot of events. It was at MCM this weekend.
John Carmack made Rage in his bathroom.
Colonial Marines
while
is supposed to
working on other projects.
It's supposed to be.
That's how hardcore he is.
It's supposed to be at E3 as well. Of course, a date in February just means they get even more time to polish it. Which is always nice, because, I mean, everyone's delaying stuff till next year now anyways, aren't they? February seems to be the new November. Does that make
well,
sense?
Well, the end of the year is busy as it is.
It is.
So it would be nice to actually spread some of these games out into 2013.
Yeah.
Because, no offence, if...
Not everyone can afford it.
No one's going to buy 20 games all in the same month.
No.
But if you spread those games out, you're actually going to sell some of those games. Mm.
Except now February is getting quite loaded.
Yeah, they need to push things back from February
it needs
into like
to be March,
into like
April.
Spring.
April doesn't
spring,
have many releases.
Summer doesn't have many releases.
Well, yeah, there's a few reasons for that though, of course, because most people go on holiday and things.
Neighbor.
Which is why you get a few summer blockbusters.
I wouldn't
at the movies.
Say most people.
Well, no, I guess not.
Some people.
A fair few people do, I think. I don't know. I've never been one of those people. Finally in the news, Metal Gear Solid HD Collection. We mentioned a release date for this recently. However, there's been another thing just saying, oh, it's coming out June 29th. I believe I said a different game before. A different game. A different release date before. However, now... Oh, wait, actually, I've got it in here. Metal Gear. I said June 12th. Whereas it is now June 29th. So this is a PlayStation Vita version of the Metal Gear Solid HD Collection. However, it does not come with a copy of Peace Walker. It only comes from Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty... Is it wrong? I haven't said that tagline for that in ages. And Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater. So if you'd like to play those on your Vita, you will be able to pick it up from June 29th.
Perth.
You don't have a Vita.
In other news, the BBC are a bunch of idiots. Well, let me clarify, because the BBC actually do really good, and they are easily the best
news
TV slash news slash website slash radio provider.
They are, of course.
Provider
they
in
have
the United
been
Kingdom.
Dumbed down, of course. I mean, they're not on the level of like ITV and that stuff, but.
ITV's dumbed down that a homeless drug addict who can't speak, read, write, or understand anything can understand it. I mean, that's insane, man.
Well, that, and they do all their stuff based off the adverts.
Anyway, we just thought this was fairly funny. So they had a news article about, what? They had a news thing about something going on with the United Nations Security Council.
Did it have to do with Syria?
Oh, they've always whinged about that. So anyway, and in the background on the BBC News, they've got this like this big TV in the background where they normally just display a still image about what they're talking about.
This was back on Thursday last week as well.
Okay. And in the background, they had the UNSC logo, but not the United Nations Security Council logo, the United Nations Space Command logo from Halo.
What were they talking about?
So obviously some guy just Googled UNSC and...
Yeah, it was about Syria.
And the Halo logo came up.
On the 1 o'clock news.
For the lulz.
Apparently, BBC have contacted Eurogamer... And said...
Sorry for nicking your picture. We won't do it again.
They've said, BBC News makes every effort to ensure the accuracy of all images broadcast. However, very occasionally mistakes do happen. Unfortunately, an incorrect logo was used during a segment on last week's News at One bulletin, and we apologise to the viewers for the mistake. The image was not broadcast in our later bulletins. So they've said sorry.
I don't see why they should say sorry. They do a cracking job, and sometimes it's... funny to have something funny happen.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have it happen that much, do you? I'm sure any people who happen to be watching the news at 1 o'clock might have enjoyed it and been like, hey, there's the Halo.
Hey, they're trying to advertise Halo 4.
Logo. They're like, what are they talking about? Syria? Really? There's Halo.
Halo 4.
UNSC.
It's time for Name That Game. Okay, last week on Name That Game, you would have heard this.
See that barn over there? Looks pretty big now, but soon you're going to be able to destroy it. But you need to walk before you can run.
Catherine guessed that the game was...
I didn't know what it was.
Dunno. Some random guy called Invisio guessed it was a bunch of games, but he did, in his massive list of games, actually include the correct answer, which was Tornado Outbreak. I'm not actually going to give this guy GZ, because he did cheat, I reckon, and just went on the game website to check for games, which were £1.99, which is what one of the clues I said was. So
I do like the voice acting in that very short clip.
Yeah, I did the voice acting for that. Ugh, I've got a sticker on me, a QC pass sticker. Get off.
You've passed the QC test.
Is that off the bottom of my keyboard or something?
Is it American? It's published by Konami. Came out on the... Oh, okay.
On the YI.
It's on the 360 and PS3 as well.
Is it?
Wow, apparently it was announced back at E3 in 2009. It came out back in 2009.
I've never seen it on 360 or PS3.
It may have only come out in America on those consoles.
Not surprised with that voice. Right, anyway, this week we've got something a bit different. I say a bit different because it's different. It is this. Any guesses?
Any hint?
It's the sound from a menu of a game. The menu, like many other games developed by the same people, is a 3D menu where you kind of pseudo-ish walk around in the menu.
Any other hints?
From a first person's perspective.
Any other hints?
Racing game.
Dirt 3?
Catherine thinks Dirt 3. Dirt.
I don't know, I haven't played any of the Dirt games.
Dirt Showdown. Showtown.
Showdown.
1, 2, 3, 4. Colin McRae comes back to life. Okay, that's what Catherine guesses. Okay, good luck with that. Especially with the last one. That's kind of a long title for a game, but never mind. If you think you know what it is, just leave a comment on this week's episode on the blog at gamercast.net, or send me an email, feedback@gamercast.net, and if you are correct, you will get the GZs. Wow, it's weird not having to check the chat room for what people are actually guessing in there.
It probably makes the show a lot shorter as well.
It does. It's only 3 minutes 19 seconds long.
Aww.
New releases this week.
Okay, first release this week. First release of a very weak lineup this week is Max Payne 3 on PC.
Yep. So, of course, the format Max Payne should be made for. Who knows if they developed it for PC? They probably developed it for consoles, but it should be a PC game because that's where it is at heart. But this is Max Payne 3. It likes to use nice computers if you want it to look nice. Otherwise. Yeah, it's Max Payne 3 on PC.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to play a game, the PC is really the platform to play it.
You just have to have a good enough PC.
Even if it is dumbed down, like the console versions, it's still going to be better than the console versions.
Well, you have better control.
Better control, better graphics, better hackability, modability.
Bullet time works a lot better on a mouse than it does on an analog stick.
Yeah, analog stick. WTF, man.
I mean, I'm still playing Max Payne 3 on 360, but I reckon I could work it a lot better with a mouse. Then we have a Vita game coming out. Oh my god, a Vita game. They don't come out that much, do they?
A Vita? What's that?
So we've got Resistance Burning Skies.
No, what is it?
PlayStation Vita. So we've got Resistance Burning Skies coming out.
Is that like the PS4?
This is a new Resistance game specifically for handhelds. I watched a video for it. It didn't look great. It's got some multiplayer in there too, as well as single player. And yeah, it's using the Resistance IP really. In the video I watched, I thought it was a bit odd because they were just pumping everyone with bullets and I was like, shouldn't they be dead by now? But yeah, Resistance Burning Skies, PlayStation Vita exclusive. Then we've got SBK Generations. This is a Superbike World Championship film thingamajig. This is coming out on Xbox 360, Windows and PlayStation 3, and is the new official game from the SBK games. One came out on 360, 2 years ago was it maybe? I remember one came out with a metal tin. Actually, that would have been more than 2 years ago, really.
Was that your email or my email?
That was mine, sorry. There's 1,000 riders, plus, maybe. Allows you to ride on all the famous tracks, including, what, Nürburgring? Silverstone.
The Nürburgring?
Nürburgring. Oh, fine, sorry.
Nürburgring.
It's also got 15-player online. And yeah, if you like motorbikes, I mean, it's got what? Kawasaki bikes, Honda, Ducati, BMW make bikes? Aprilia. I've never heard of Aprilia as a manufacturer before. KTM, MV, Augusta, Suzuki, Triumph, and Yamaha. So yeah, if you like your motorbike racing games, you may want to check out SBK Generations. Then we also, well, I should also mention, as it's called Generations, you can play through the seasons from 2009 to 2012, which is why it's called Generations. Then we've got European Bus Simulator coming out. This is a new bus sim, which is European-based. There's over 450 bus stops in a bustling, vibrant city. And you have to plan out your route, maximising... they're not really customers, are they? Passengers, you'd say? You know, stopping in the right area, picking everyone up, don't leave without people, don't leave when people are leaving, selling different types of tickets, senior citizens, apparently. But yeah, it's mission-based, of course, because all the simulators kind of are. And apparently it's the best-looking one yet. You get the chance to experience the life of a bus driver in... exciting and amazing detail, as opposed to exacting and amazing detail. That doesn't make sense. But yeah, so you're a bus driver, pretty much. They're pretty nice games, and they're quite addictive to play. Then we have Killing Floor Gold Edition coming out on Windows. This is a gold edition, so it has all the DLC that's been released for Killing Floor to date, and including also a brand new female character. Killing Floor is a co-op survival horror first-person shooter. And this retail edition comes in a nice slipcase with a new cover, and it also kind of it's for their 1 million copies sold milestone. So they've said, yeah, we're past this, here's a gold edition retail box that you can buy. The game is also supported in English, German and French for any non-English language speakers who are German or French. Then we've finally got Summer Stars 2012. This is a Olympic-style sporty game coming out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. I don't think they should be able to say that. It's like, it lets players experience a variety of events, special challenges and competitions at exciting venues, including London, the scene of the Summer Olympics. Well, I think Sega have the Olympics game. But yeah, so I imagine it's your usual kind of quick button mashing style. Track and field, all that kind of jib-jab. It has multiplayer for up to 4 players, and apparently has high replay value and hours of fun for players. It's more than 18 disciplines and challenges. Mountain biking, is mountain biking a sport? Like in Olympics?
I don't know if it is an Olympic sport, actually.
Okay, well, maybe they're just making it their own little sport.
But I didn't to think be it fair, it could sport. Be, but I don't know.
Yeah.
And all anyone really cares about is the road racing, like track racing. What's the point? You're on a track,
but board. Yeah, the multiplayer split screen.
You're gonna get taken out by a giant tree beard attacking you.
Local split screen, and that's it for this week.
Tree beard games
that are coming out.
Oh, good. Shall I review Diablo 3?
If you want.
Nah, Diablo 3 is too boring to review. Oh. I have to give it like 2 out of 5.
Oh,
because someone doesn't play with me.
I've been busy.
I'm talking about Reese Baxter.
Oh, okay. You don't care about me.
Yeah, man. Reese Baxter. You need to get the game, fool. It's no fun. It's boring with Matthew Windsor. No offense, Matthew Windsor, but you're boring. We need Reese Baxter to go, F this, F sake, F that. Makes the game more fun. Anyway, yeah. We'll catch you guys next week.
Yes.
For our first E3 episode, which hopefully should be back with video, live stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll be fine
but
for video.
But you would have to you'd have to like keep an eye on our Twitter and Facebook group if you want to know.
Yeah,
when
we'll
we're
post
start
it on the Facebook as well as the Twitter.
Because we don't know what times we'll be yet.
Yeah, we've got to plan that out. I'll be writing up the show notes as usual, and then I'll be like, Paul, let's do the show. And he'll be like,
his dad asked me in the morning, go away.
Yeah. So it all depends on the timing, but you'll see episode 296 next week. On schedule with how it usually is, just maybe a bit later, a bit earlier if we do a live feed. Although if we do a live feed at like something in the morning, like really early in the morning, we may not have anyone listening. I suppose you could have Americans listening.
It don't matter, because if we do video, It's no more extra work to do a live stream of
it. Oh, I know that. I'm just saying that we might have less live stream listeners, or you can just wake all your friends up and make them listen.
No, I just phone Reese Baxter up because he's always up at 4:30 in the morning.
But yeah, so we'll catch you all next week. Don't forget, you know, Twitter, like us on Facebook, watch our stuff on YouTube, and have fun. And we'll see you next week.
Aye.
Bye.